Aurora's regiment, the Queen's York Rangers, was honored by Governor-General Mary Simon with a new guidon. The guidon, a regimental flag, is a testament to the spirit, history and sacrifice of a regiment. The ceremony took place on Saturday, May 14, at Toronto's Fort York, a landmark which, in addition to the Lieutenant Governor John Graves Simcoe Armory on Industrial Parkway South, serves as an additional base for the Rangers, QIR. The Queen's representative in Canada presented the guidon to the regiment in her capacity as Commander-in-Chief of Canada, her husband, as Whit Fraser, an Ontario Lieutenant Gov. Elizabeth Dowdeswell looked on. Historically a consecrated flag carried by a military unit as a rallying point in battle, today the guidon is a symbol of spirit, history and sacrifice and a unit's most honored possession, said the Department of National Defense. It records the heroic actions of the regiment's soldiers and embodies the ideals of duty, tradition and honor. The Rangers' new guidon incorporates some of the many battle honors awarded to the regiment, including five new honors: Queenston, Niagara, Detroit, Defense of Canada 1812-1815, and Afghanistan. The predecessor of the Queen's York Rangers, 1st American Regiment, RCAC, was the Queen's Rangers, a loyalist unit of the British Army, who were presented with their first colors during the American Revolutionary War. The commanding officer, John Graves Simcoe, refused to surrender the colors in Yorktown in 1781 and they were smuggled to Great Britain. Nearly two centuries later they were discovered and returned to the regiment and are now displayed in the officers' mess at Fort York Armory. They are the oldest known colors in North America and amongst the oldest in the world. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at the Auroran.